listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This EPN broadcast is brought to you by Infused Web, the fusion of web, print, and design, and by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
Stay on the gas. To not get caught up in the minutiae of other stuff, other people's stuff, to stay focused on the things that matter the most. Dude, what the... I mean, when I hear stuff from some people, honestly, you guys, and only those of you that need to hear this part of the message are going to hear it, but, you know, some people just totally fool themselves, get themselves into thinking that they're working, that they're... They're really working their business, and when we do a reality check, it's like, really? That's really all you're doing?
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
And now it's time for Tom Scott and the Flock Builder on EPN.
And thanks for tuning in to EPN, the E-Podcast Network, and Flock Building. I'm your host, Tom Scott, and together, each week, we take a look at the principles, strategies, and tactics for growing an engaged and profitable audience for your product, service, or message. This week on Flock Building, we'll talk briefly about the heart of effective flock building and why the old models of marketing just don't work as well in this day and age. I'll also introduce you to my favorite free resource find of the week. And of course, I'll answer our listeners' most pressing audience-building questions. So let's get started. Today, I want to kick us off by talking about the heart of flock building. You know, a lot of times when I mention the word flock building, the person I'm talking with sort of rolls their eyes. You can almost hear them thinking, okay, so flock building is just some wordplay that this marketing guy came up with so that his stuff would appear different. But you know, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, I believe most images and mindsets that we've perpetuated to describe marketing are simply counterproductive, especially in today's social media culture. Take, for instance, guerrilla marketing. It's like the whole idea that business is this battle that we're fighting, something we're doing to our competitors. It's all very militaristic and adversarial. Even one of my favorite authors, Seth Godin, wrote a book titled Tribes, a book that I agree with almost in its entirety, except, of course, for its title. Why? Because I don't think it fits today's culture. People in tribes most often fight against other tribes, and certainly there's no ability for someone to be in multiple tribes or to go back and forth between them. Yet we no longer live in a tribal society where people are exclusive followers of single brands or experts. In fact, the internet has caused a democratization of information and an awareness of all the many options that are available. I know even in my little niche of speaking and consulting that if someone's following me, they're most likely following at least three or four other marketers as well. And guess what? That's okay. So rather than having a protectionist attitude, why not embrace today's culture by using a better word picture for the audience building process? Personally, I believe that the image of building a bird habitat or flock building is much more empowering. Here's why. A bird habitat is something you do for the birds, because you enjoy them, you like being around them, and want to take care of them. In business, it's the same. The best place to begin to determine your niche audience is to figure out who you love doing business with. Who do you have a passion for, and who do you want to serve? Second, bird habitats are created for specific types of birds, and the food and locations are determined based on the bird's needs. Well, obviously, when we know and love our particular audience, we can begin to tailor our products, services, and messages to meet their specific needs. Third, birds will continue to come as long as you continue to feed them what they're looking for. They're also free to forage elsewhere without fear of tribal retribution. This is so key. You see, many businesses make a big mistake in trying to keep their clients from knowing there are any other competitors out there. Not only is this totally impossible in today's internet-driven world, but it's also completely ineffective. It may be counterintuitive, but the best way to be the flock builder with the most loyal flock is by allowing, even enabling, your clients to get information or even products and services elsewhere. For instance, let's say you're a consultant or speaker in the arena of time management. Well, if you really want to gain intense loyalty and be seen as the source for great time management information, you'll make sure to highlight good blog posts and books from your competitors. I can hear you thinking now, what? Well, here's the thing. You want to be the go-to person. You want to be what I call the human browser that makes your audience's job easier by finding the best and weeding out the worst. By giving credit to your competitors when they're spot on, you're communicating that you will always make sure your audience has the best. And while it's done out of love for your audience and not a competitive spirit, in the end, it's kind of like taking bird food from someone else's birdhouse and putting it in your feeder for your flock. The same holds true for even someone who sells a product or service. I've seen caring and secure salesmen who've pointed their prospects or even clients in the direction of a competitor when they thought that their product or service may be more appropriate for them. Not only did they wind up with a friend for life, but they also wound up with a flood of referred clients with a much more perfect fit. Fourth, a caring bird enthusiast, or flock builder, is protective of the flock and seeks to keep predators away while providing the best care that they can. Now, while I'm not militaristic or adversarial with worthy competitors, this is where I'm very forceful and I'm tempted to go ballistic. Once again, it starts with the heart. When we care for the people we serve, we do our very best to protect them through educating them about the shoddy products and services or faulty ideas and systems that a few nefarious types seek to peddle. Fifth, in order to attract birds, the flock builder must begin by giving. I remember when my grandpa put together a birdhouse and put it out in back of his house. He threw some seed out on the ground, a good 25 feet away leading up to the newly created structure. Now, he explained to me that he did this because it helped the birds get over their fear and attracted them to the care and safety they would find in the birdhouse. Now, our clients are no different. We all love to buy, but we hate to be sold. So whether you're a speaker offering a free audio or e-zine, a consultant offering a free report or assessment, or even a restaurant offering a free appetizer, there are plenty of ways you can allow your potential flock to sample your caring service and product quality before they commit to entering your habitat. There's so much more I could get into, but suffice it to say that for me, when it comes to building a massive, happy, and growing audience, flock building's where it's at. Not only will they become lifelong followers, but just like when you feed birds and they're happy with what you give them, they tell their friends, and pretty soon you have a flock that's worthy of envy. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Now, on to my favorite free resource find of the week. This week it's www.screencast-o-matic.com. That's www.screencast-o-matic.com. That's screencast-o-matic.com. Now, this great little online screencasting program allows you to create desktop videos of up to 15 minutes for free. And even if you go with the premium service, which is still very reasonable, That will allow you to do one-hour videos. Now, here are some great things this can be used for. First, you can share reviews or demonstrations of software or websites. I've seen some affiliate marketers do some incredible things doing reviews of websites that they're affiliates of. In other situations, I've seen consultants or others who need to train people how to use particular software do demonstrations. They park them on YouTube, or they park them in one of the other video share services, and it's a great way of positioning yourself as an expert. Second, you can also create a teaching video as a topical expert, like a speaker on time management, by narrating a PowerPoint presentation. Once again, that can be parked on YouTube and other video share sites and position you as an expert. Now, I even use screencasting for creating video operations manuals that can teach my virtual assistants how to perform certain routine functions in my business. That means that anytime I need to add another virtual assistant or perhaps replace a virtual assistant, I don't have to go back through the training process again. I simply send the video to them and let them train themselves. Also, I provide video feedback and revision suggestions for my clients' websites. Now, if you already own Camtasia, then there's nothing new here for you. But if you don't, this is an excellent free way of getting your feet wet in the whole screencasting arena. Okay, now let's answer a couple listener questions. If you have questions, I encourage you to send them to tom@extremebusinessmakeovers.com. That's tom@extremebusinessmakeovers.com. And make sure to include EPN in the subject line. First off, we have Bill from West Palm Beach, Florida, who asks, Tom, what is the most important key in building and retaining an audience? Well, there are lots of keys, Bill, but I would say the biggest key is an emotional connection. You know, for a long time, I thought it was all about product, service, or quality. But the reality is, in this day and age, that's just the price of admission. I'd love to think it was all about me and how great my service is, but the reality is I've got to have great service just to maintain and keep growing business. In order to attract and keep people, emotional connection is where it's at. People want to be around and do business with people who share their values. Additionally, they want to trust that you have their best interest at heart. The more you make an emotional connection, the less you have to be concerned with price sensitivity or constantly jumping through hoops to keep your customers happy. You'll enjoy serving your audience, and they'll enjoy being part of your community. Next question, Jean from Wisconsin sent this in. A friend of mine told me video is very important in marketing online, but I'm just not comfortable with how I look. How important is video, really? Jean, in two words, extremely important. You know, as we talked about with Bill's question, emotional connection is vital in building and growing an engaged audience. And as far as mass communications go, nothing builds an emotional bond quicker than video. But the great part is, you don't have to look like a movie star, and the production quality doesn't have to be slick and polished. In fact, using videos that are too slick and polished is also counterproductive, raising people's defenses that they come across kind of like commercials instead of authentic communications. The neat thing about video, especially online, is that unlike a TV advertisement that's watched usually in a group of people, when you put together a video and post it online, 9 times out of 10 at least, if not more, the people who are watching alone. Now that's a really cool thing, because within the first 10 to 15 seconds of that video communication, if you have the conversational style that makes them feel like you're sitting across from a table with them, drinking a cup of coffee and just having a chat, then you're going to cut through those defenses that go up that say, this is an advertisement. You're going to cut through that defense and you're going to position it as truly a personal communication, even though you've done it in a very mass-oriented way. So take advantage of video in order to make that emotional connection. Now, I totally get being self-conscious about appearance. Now, while the needle on my scale is heading in the right direction, I'm still overweight, and I'm very self-conscious about that, and also this excessive space I've got between my two front teeth. But you know what? It's something you just have to get over. You're going to wind up attracting people that like you for you, and repelling those people who don't. And that's a really cool thing, because if someone does connect with you through video, guess what? When you do meet them in person, they're not going to be repulsed or surprised or anything like that. You know, have you ever read an author and then all of a sudden you go to a book signing or you see them on TV and they speak and it's like, it almost seems like a different person. It's like it's totally not how you pictured this person. It's not how you pictured them sounding or anything like that. Well, if you make sure to use video and audio in your communications in order to make that emotional connection, it's kind of funny because at that point, even when they read a blog post or they read something that you've written, they actually read it hearing your voice. So now it's truly you that's communicating to them. So you're making that emotional connection. So I strongly suggest you take advantage of videos to get your message out and connect with your audience on a much deeper and more emotional level. Now remember, if you've got questions, send them to Tom, that's T-H-O-M, at extremebusinessmakeovers.com, and make sure to include EPN in the subject line. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in to Flock Building on EPN. I'm Tom Scott, and I'd like to invite you to tune in again next week when we'll take another look at the principles, strategies, and tactics for growing an engaged and profitable audience for your product, service, or message.
This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Infused Web, the fusion of web, print, and design, and by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry. Visit us today at epnleadstore.com.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.